Great.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
إن شاء الله we'll continue our study of Surah At-Tawbah. And this morning we are going to start with the ayah number 43, section 7. Of Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Afallahu anka lima adhinta lahum. Afallahu anka lima adhinta lahum hatta yatabayyana laka alladhina sadaqu wa ta'lamu al-kadhibin. لا يستأذنك الذين يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم والله عليم بالمتقين إنما يستأذنك الذين لا يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وارتابت قلوبهم فهم في ريبهم يترددون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. Allah has forgiven you. Why did you give them permission to stay behind before it became clear to you who spoke the truth and who were the liars? Those who believe in Allah and the last day would not ask for leave from struggling with their wealth and persons, and Allah knows the righteous. Only those ask for leave who do not believe in Allah and the last day, and their hearts are in doubt, and so they are wavering in their doubt. So the discussion is about Battle of Tabuk that happened the 9th year of Hijrah. And Tabuk, as we mentioned before, is an area closer to Syrian border. It is about 450 miles from Medina. And it, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, that area was under the control of the Byzantine. Heraclius was the ruler of that, and that whole area was under the Byzantine, and the local tribes that were Arab tribes, they were also under, they were the allies of Byzantine or under the power of Byzantine. And many of them became Christian because of that. So Rasulullah ﷺ learned when he came back from Mecca after the Fath Makkah and after Hunain, when he came to Medina, he found out that from the travelers that the Byzantine were preparing attack on Medina. And they are amassing a big army. So when Rasulullah heard about that, he did not wait until they come, because he felt that if there's such a big army of Romans, Romans were known for their military forces, if they would come to Medina, it would be a disaster. And all the work that has been done the last 10 years in Mecca and Medina, it will be all gone. So Rasulullah said that he should confront them instead of allowing them to come, go in the north and confront that army. And he asked all the Sahaba, in the whole Medina it was announced that everybody who is capable, adult and able, should join the army. The Muslim side, we have to go. So this announcement was made, and people were urged to do that. They should go because this is critical time. Islam and its Muslims have to be protected. And so many Sahaba, they prepared themselves and they were ready to go. But they were hypocrites. It was, the time was difficult time. It's known as Sa'at al-Usra, the hardship time. Hardship time from both, from the people did not have enough money, the resources, and also it was a very hot season, summertime. And summertime is difficult for people to travel. And also it is the time then when their dates become ripe because of the heat. So dates become ripe and people depended on selling dates. So it was time that they had to stay in their gardens and harvest their dates. So with all this situation, but they were told to have to leave. So Sahaba, Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, may Allah be pleased, all of them, they were ready to go. Accepting the call of the Prophet ﷺ, obeying the Prophet ﷺ, they were ready. But they were a group of munafiqeen, hypocrites. People who were weak in their faith, or they pretended to be Muslims, but actually they were not Muslims. They were reluctant to go. They had all kinds of doubts. As we mentioned before, that Allah says if there was the distance was not long and they would see that they are going to gain booty, then they would have gone. But there they did not know what is going to be. 400 miles to Tabuk, and actually from Tabuk you go towards the Syria, to the area where of the Byzantine were, that will be another 300-400 miles. It's a long distance, almost 800 mile distance. And they are going walking and camels and two horses that they had. So the hypocrites, they came to the Prophet ﷺ and asking him to give them permission to stay. And everybody made excuses. This is my excuse, this is my excuse, this is my, there's a problem with me. I have family problem, I have this problem. So they all kind of, or I'm not well. And Rasulullah was very gracious, very kind. Although he commanded that they people go, but when somebody come, he would overlook. He would shy to say that, no, you are not, and this, all this thing. That's the way of Rasulullah, very forgiving, very kind. So somebody came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have this problem. Okay, give them permission not to go. So, and people are seeing that there are some people who are very well, their families are well, and all of these things, and they are getting out, and they can stay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the vessel. But you can see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started this. First thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are forgiven. Afallahu ank. And the Prophet was not blamed. Prophet was not criticized. The Prophet said, Allah afallahu ank. You are forgiven. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Lima azinta lahum, why did you permit them? Why did you give them that permission? That means there is an indirect way of telling that this would not have been, you should not have done that. But because of graciousness of Allah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, why did you do that? May Allah forgive you. No, he said, afallahu ank. Yes, Allah has forgiven you. Why did you give them permission? Lima azinta lahum. You should have investigated. You'd have sent some people to check whether they are really telling the truth or not. So you have found some people, because it's not everybody who make accuse is should be left like that. Scot-free, now you don't have to go. So this is a critical moment. People have to be truthful. If there is a genuine case, as Allah SWT has mentioned, Allah says, حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَتَعْلَمَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. In the same surah, you have later this ayah that says, لَيْسَ عَلَى الضُّعَفَاءِ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرْضَى وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ حَرَجٌ إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ مَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تولوا وعينهم تفيض من الدمع حزنا ألا يجدوا ما ينفقون. Allah says, those who are weak, that is old people, and those who are sick, and those who have nothing, they have no means by which they could travel, they have no their money is not there, nothing by which they could go. There is no blame on them, on those people, if they are sincere to Allah and His Messenger. And then say, and not, there is no haraj, there is no blame on those who come to you and they say, we want to go, but provide us a camel, provide us a horse, Ya Rasulullah, something that we can go and take our baggage on. And Rasulullah says, I don't have. La ajidu ma ahmilukum alay. I don't have to give you any horse, any camel. And so they turn while their eyes are full of tears, that they cannot accompany the Prophet and can go to defend their land and their people. تَوَلَّوْا عَيُنُهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ حَزَنًا. So they return and their tears are in their eyes out of grief that they do not have what they can spend in the cause of Allah. So if they are those people, yes, they have excuse. But these people who are capable, and they have money, and they have the resources, and they can join the battle, and they come and they make false excuse. So Allah says, لِمَا أَذِنْتَ لَهُمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَتَعْلَمَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And then Allah says, لَا يَسْتَأْذِنُكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ أَنْ يُجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِ وَأَنْفُسِهِمْ. Allah SWT is telling the Prophet, and then through the Prophet Allah telling the believers, those who truly believe in Allah and His and the last day, they will not seek excuse. They will not seek to get out of that. They will go. They will go and defend to make jihad with their money and with their persons. They will not make any way out, get out. And Allah knows, Wallahu alimun bil muttaqin, Allah knows well those who are righteous people. That the righteous people are those who are genuinely not capable to travel. Genuinely they have excuses, not the false people who are making false excuses. So Allah says, لَا يَسْتَأْذِنُكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those who believe in Allah in the last day would not ask for leave from struggling with their wealth and persons. And Allah knows the righteous. إِنَّمَا يَسْتَأْذِنُكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Only those ask for leave who do not believe in Allah in the last day. And their hearts are in doubt, and so they are wavering in their doubts. So these people are not true believers. These people are hypocrites. And people should be aware of that. So do not make excuses, because then it means that your iman is not sincere and the iman is not there. So a warning about hypocrites and hypocritical way, because that was a critical moment, that was a difficult moment. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet, you should have investigated, checked it. But at the same time, afallahu anka. It's your kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. You are a merciful person. You're a compassionate person, Allah knows that, and Allah appreciates your efforts, but still have to be a little more careful in this matter. وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةٌ وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ انْبِعَاثَهُمْ فَصَبَّتَهُمْ وَقِيلَ اقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ لَوْ خَرَجُوا فِيكُمْ مَا زَادُوكُمْ إِلَّا خَبَالًا وَلَأَوْضَعُوا خِلَالَكُمْ يَبْغُونَكُمُ الْفِتْنَةَ وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّاعُونَ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ And had they intended to go out to battle, they would have made some preparation for it. But Allah disliked their sizing up. So He held them back, and it was said, stay back with those who stay back. Had they gone out with you to battle, they would have not added you except in trouble. And they would have run in your midst seeking the cause of discord among you. And there are some among you who listen to them. And Allah is well aware of the wrongdoers. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they made false excuses. They were powerful, they were capable to go out. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also to the Prophet, look, this the false accuser. They are saying that we were ready, but then this happened, this emergency came and all those things. Allah says, if they had really intention, they would have made some preparation. I mean, at least they should have made preparation. And then one can say, I was ready, but this emergency came. So this excuse came. So Allah says, they did not make any preparation. But at the same time, Allah says, Allah Himself did not want them to go. You see, وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَمُ And this was Allah's plan too. But Allah's plan, you did not know the plan of Allah, so you should have done your own effort and plan. وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَمُ صَبَّتَهُمْ So Allah did not like their rising up. And Allah made them stay back, put them down, sabbatam. So there is something called tawfiq, and there is something called tathbeet. Tawfiq is, my brother Tawfiq sitting here. No? So tawfiq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy something for you. You want to do something, Allah give you more help for that. That is tawfiq min Allah. Allah give me tawfiq. And if you say that, I'm planning to make Hajj, may Allah give it, make it easy for me. Give me tawfiq. I want to make fast today. Allahumma waffiqni. Waffiqni wa waffaqaka Allah. We make a dua. Allah make it easy for you. Allah help you in your thing. So this is tawfiq. And there is something called tathbeet. Tathbeet. So there is ta, ba, and ta. Thabbatam. Tathbeet is frustrate your effort. He will not let you go, let you stand up, not rise. You want to get, but you cannot get up. That is what happens sometimes. And why it happens? It happens because of sins, because of the wrongdoing. فَصَبَّتَهُمْ And people are, sometimes they want to do something, but they cannot do it. So that's, Allah Himself made that for them. I say, اِقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ So sit with those who are sitting. Those who are sick, and those who are old, and those who are incapable, stay with them. اِقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ You are not, you cannot go in this noble effort. In this great task for which people are going, go. You don't go. اِقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ I mean, whether it is said to them directly, or it was inside their heart, they could not make it. And then another thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ خَرَجُوا فِيكُمْ مَا زَادُكُمْ إِلَّا خَبَالًا If these people would have gone with you, they would not have done anything except, they would not have added anything to you except trouble. They are troublemakers. They would have created difficulties for other people, created fights here and there, frustrated the efforts of others. So those who are sincerely going to defend, they would have said, oh, this problem and this problem. They would have complained throughout the way. So ma zaduk milla khabala. So they would not add anything except trouble for you. Wala awda'u khilalakum yabghunakum al-fitna. And they would keep on running among the people, among the forces, and creating fitna, gossip, backbiting, fights, and all of this. And this is fitna. يَبْغُونَكُمُ الْفِتْنَةِ. And saying things about Allah, about Islam, about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all kind of things, spreading rumors. And Allah says, وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّعُونَ لَهُمْ. There are people among you who listen to such kind of gossip. They entertain this gossip. وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّعُونَ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. Allah knows very well the zalims, the wrongdoers. So it was, they did not come out, they stayed behind, it was wrong on their part, but at the same time, there is something good in that also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muslims and to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that don't worry too much about that these people have not come out. It is Allah's plan. And inshallah, it will work out something. So you have to believe what is happening and don't get frustrated. Don't say, oh, this such a large number of people are not with us. And if they would have been with us, we would have been, things would have different, have become different, all of these things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own plans. So believe in Allah, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows how to create situation. لَقَدْ ابْتَغَوُ الْفِتْنَةَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَقَلَّبُوا لَكَ الْأُمُورِ حَتَّى جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَظَهَرَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أُذَنْ لِي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Indeed, they tried before to stir up discord, and they divide the plots against you until the truth came, and Allah's command became manifest while they were averse. And some of them say, give me permission and do not let me fall into temptation. Behold, they are already fallen into temptation. Surely hell is encompassing the disbeliever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is their nature. They have done that before. At the time of Badr, they did that. At the time of Uhud, they did that. So they already have created fitna, already have created problem. Fitna is used in different meanings. Sometimes it means trouble, sometimes it means test, a trial. Sometimes it is persecution, and sometimes it is temptation. They said, لَقَدْ ابْتَغَوُ الْفِتْنَةَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. They tried to create problem before, and they devised plots against you until the truth came, and the truth succeeded, and Allah's command became manifest while they were averse. They did not like to see you successful, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you successful. So this was their past experience. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أُذَلِّي. And among them, there is some who say, let me not go, give me permission to stay, because that aftinni, because it will create temptation for me. Well, that aftinni. It is mentioned that someone or some people came to the Prophet and said, you are taking us to Syria, and the women are very beautiful there. And if I have a problem when I see some beautiful women, I get into trouble. So don't let me go into temptation. Yeah. Give me the permission to stay home. Because I cannot see of all this. And then I protect myself. وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي. أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُ. Allah said, they are already in trouble. They are already in difficulty. They are saying that this is going to create trouble for them. They are already in trouble. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحَيْطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Shaitan has already giving them this, surrounded them, and they are, Jahannam is covering them. So they will go to hell. So they are making all kind of statements, personal difficulty, this problem, that problem, all of these kinds of things that they are mentioning. And this is what happens sometimes. People, they don't want to do something, they create. Excuses and difficulties and all the things. إِن تُصِبْكَ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤُمْ وَإِن تُصِبْكَ مُصِيبَةٌ يَقُولُوا قَدْ أَخَذْنَا أَمْرَنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَيَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ فَرِحُونَ قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّصُونَ If any good fortune befalls you, it grieves them. But if some affliction happens to you, they will say, we had taken our precaution beforehand, and they would turn away in jubilation. Say, never will happen to us except what Allah has written for us. He is our Lord, and upon Allah let the believers have trust. Say, what you expect to happen to us is nothing but one of the two things, one of the two good things. But we accept about you that Allah may inflict a punishment on you, either from himself or at our hands. So wait, we too are waiting with you. So the nature of these people is, if you are successful, they feel sad. It grieves them. And if they see any trouble, they feel happy. And they say, look, that's why we didn't go. قَدْ أَخَذْنَا أَمْرَنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ We took our precautions. We were telling him not to go. This is dangerous. This is difficult. You are going into a trouble area. So if you are successful, they would not like that. But if you are in trouble, they will tell you. They come out and tell everybody else, this was very dangerous venture. They should not have done that. So tell them, whatever happened to us because of the will of Allah. Whatever Allah has written for us, it will happen to us. He is our Mawla. We trust in Allah. Allah is our Mawla. Allah is our Lord. Our creator, our master, he is the one who protects us. So protection is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens, if it has happened, the defeat happens, it will defeat. This is what Allah wanted. So we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Believers trust in Allah. Believers, yes, they investigate, check and all those things, but ultimately they trust in Allah. So tawakkul means reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But tawakkul does not mean that you don't do anything. In Arabic, there is a word called tawakkul, and then the tawakkul. Tawakkul is just sit down, don't do anything. Tawakkul is do your effort, plan, and believe in Allah, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawakkul is emphasized. Tawakkul is forbidden. That somebody is not going to job, not doing work, and saying, Allah, feed me. Somewhat will get Allah. That's wrong. Make an effort. Go. Struggle in the path of Allah. And then you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you go, if you have to defend yourself, defend yourself. You say, Allah mansurna al-qawmil kafirin, Allah mansurna al-qawmil kafirin. Don't doing anything. Not protecting yourself, not protecting your people, not protecting your family. But you're saying, pray, Allah help us, Allah help us. Allah help only those who help themselves. The people who are willing to change, Allah will help them to change. But if those who are not, it will not happen. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawm hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah would not change the condition of the people until they do change their own condition. This is what Islam emphasizes. Tawakkul does not mean that don't do anything. That's the wrong concept of tawakkul. And Allah says that, tell them, look, we are going and we have two good things waiting for us. Two good things. Either this or that. One of these good things is going to happen. So there are two good things, and one of them will happen in our struggle. But for you are two bad things. If we go, either we win, and if we win, it is good. So that's what happened. We win, and we receive the blessings of Allah, and we receive good things in this world. If we lose and we die, we'll go to Jannah. So we are winners in both situations. We are winner because if we die, we go to Jannah, we are Shaheed. So either they said, as they said, either a Ghazi or Shaheed. A Ghazi is the one who wins, or Shaheed is the one who martyr. So a martyr has a blessing, and a Ghazi has a blessing. The only thing they will get that. So illa ihdal husnayin, one of the two good things. And we are expecting that you will have either azab from Allah or from our hand. Either you will get killed by our hands because you're fighting us and you're attacking us, or Allah will send punishment upon you. So for you, one of the two bad things. For you, one of the two good things. So you wait and we wait. فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّصُونَ. So this is a struggle, and in this struggle, you wait and we wait. And let us see who is going to win in this situation. For us, the whole thing is win-win. And for you, those who are attacking Islam and Muslims, if you are attacking, for you are one of the two bad things. The loss and loss, either this loss or that loss. قُلْ أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us ayah after ayah, exposing these characters, this behavior. And this is the behavior of nifaq, that being exposed in this whole ruku, 17 ayat, one after another, mentioning that. قُلْ أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ. وما منعهم أن تقبل منهم نفقاتهم إلا أنهم كفروا بالله وبرسوله ولا يأتون الصلاة إلا وهم كسالى ولا ينفقون إلا وهم كارهون فلا تعجبك أموالهم ولا أولادهم إنما يريد الله ليعذبهم بها في الحياة الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون. Say, O Prophet, spend willingly or unwillingly, it will not be accepted from you. Indeed, you have been a rebellious people. And what prevented their spending being accepted from them is nothing except that they disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger. And they do not come to prayer except that they are lazy, and do not spend except they are unwilling. So let not their wealth and progeny impress you. Allah intends to punish them by this in this world, and that their souls may depart while they are disbelievers. So tell them, whether you like to spend or you don't like to spend. Tawan or karhan. You are, since you are not believing in Allah and His Messenger, that this is nothing going to help you very much. Then you taqabbala minkum, it will not be accepted from you. Because innakum kuntum qawman fasiqeen. Because you are fasiq people. Fasiq is the one who transgressed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not sincerely believe and follow. Because you have been like that. This has been your behavior. So now what this means? You give sadaqah, you don't give sadaqah. First become sincere, believe in Allah, and then say, why this is not accepted? Why the sadaqah are not accepted? Because they just believe in Allah, and they just believe in the Messenger of Allah. And they claim to be Muslims, But when time comes, prayer comes, they delay. They come to prayer very lazy. So the Prophet says, Tilka Salatul Munafiq, it is Salatul Munafiq. Keep on waiting until the sun is going to set for Asr prayer, and then stand up and put his head a few times on the ground like a rooster, like a chicken. And quickly make some sajda and require a prayer salat. But keep on waiting until they don't get up. When the time of prayer comes, they get up for the time, for the prayer. لَا يَتُونَ السَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَ. They don't come to prayer except they are very lazy. And وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. And when it comes to give, sadaqah, charity, they don't like it. They hate it, but they give it. Or they give it to show off. يُرَاغُونَ النَّاسِ. Just to show to the people. They are not sincere. I mean, it's giving, willing. Allah made me able to do. Allah give me enough. Alhamdulillah, I'm thankful to Allah and just give it for sadaqat, for poor and the needy and for the good cause and all of this thing. They don't have that. So their sadaqat are because of unwilling, not sincere. And their salat is lazy. And they don't pray with devotion, with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat is to stand up for Allah. And the people looking forward to the salat. Qurratu ayni fi salat, as the Prophet said, my happiness in the salat. I stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I love that because I have a chance to communicate with Allah, to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they don't. They the last minute salat. Until see the time is gone and then say, oh, jali. Then they pray quickly. لَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَ. Kaslan is lazy. Kahil. وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَ. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. So may Allah give us the tawfiq and hidayah that we pray on time and with love and with devotion. And Prophet will ask, what is ihsan? أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Ihsan is this, that you pray to Allah as if you are seeing Him. They say this is the opportunity to see Allah and to talk to Allah. That's what the real salat is. Otherwise, salatul munafiq, just go and fulfill the duty. وَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعْذِبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. So don't be impressed when you see them doing well, you see them rich, or they have big tribe, big family. These things should not impress you. What should impress you is their iman and taqwa, their righteousness, their sincerity, their devotion to good causes and the right thing. فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. Let not their wealth and progeny impress you. That you become thinking, oh wow, they have so much money. Wow, they have so big family and all of this thing. Some of these things become test, trial. Allah is testing them by that, giving them all these things, is like giving them the rope. Okay, you do this. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهَ لِيَنَا يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ. This become azab, become punishment for them in the life of this world. وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And their soul is going to depart their body while they are kafirs, they're disbelievers. So Allah give them opportunities, Allah giving them wealth and all of this, but they are not sincere. So that's why this becomes, the very source of ni'mah becomes niqmah. That is ni'mah, blessing, and niqmah is the anger. requires of Allah's mercy. So let not the ni'mah become niqmah. تَذْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ وَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ لَمِنْكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَفْرَقُونَ لَوْ يَجِدُونَ مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَغَارَاتٍ أَوْ مُدَّخَلًا لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمَزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا رَضُوا وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَوْا مِنْهَا إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ ولو أنهم رضوا ما آتاهم الله ورسوله وقالوا حسبنا الله سيؤتينا الله من فضله ورسوله إنا إلى الله راغبون. They swear by Allah that they are of you, but they are not of you. But they are a fearful people or frightened people. Were they to find a refuge or a cave or somewhere to hide, they would turn to it headlong. And among them are those who fault you concerning charity. If they are given from it, they are content. But if they are not given from it, they become angry. If only they had been contented with what Allah and His Messenger have given them and said, Allah is enough for us, Allah soon will give them of His bounty and so will His Messenger. Truly to Allah we turn in hope. So when you come from the battle and you are successful and there is booty and there is some money there, they come and they say, we are part of you, we've been with you, we've been praying for you, we are this and we are that. So claim their loyalty. Innahum la minkum, we are with you. Allah says, no, they are not with you. Uma hum minkum. They were so afraid, so scared. Before you were going at the battle, they were frightened that they are going to die. And if they would have found a cave or a place of refuge or some place to hide, they would have done that. لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ. They would have gone there. وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ is a very beautiful expression. It's like a horse that breaks the rope and runs. يَجْمَحُونَ, they would have break the rope and gone. رَسِّ تْرَاكَ بَاغْنَ, تَوْلَكَ بَاغْنَ, بھاگنے والے لوگ ہیں, یہ تو بھاگنے والے ہیں. There are people, they are not astray with you. So it is, they are so afraid. They don't have courage to stand up for their principles, for their value. And then when the money comes and the distribution is made, then they criticize you and say, how come we are not given this much and how come we are not given this? يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. So they are coming and they're saying that we need our share. Where is our share? And how come you have given this much to this one? And how much you have given this one? They blame you, O Prophet, about the charity. If they are given enough, then they will be happy. And if they are not, they get very angry. And then they said sometimes, they said that this distribution is not just. There was injustice done in this distribution. And the Prophet said, who will do justice? Why am I not doing it to do justice? Sometimes they say it openly to the people there. Yeah. You see that distribution was given fairly. Do you think it was just? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, that attitude should have been this way. Annam radu ma atahum Allah wa Rasul. Whatever Allah and His Messenger give them, they should say, we take it. Husband Allah, Allah is enough for us. And Allah will give us more later. There will be more victories and they will come. Sayyutin Allah min fadlihi wa rasuluh. Allah and His Messenger will give us more. Inna ilallahi raghibun. If they would have said that we are turning to Allah. Our hope is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not just for the material benefit. But we are to please Allah, and we are doing it for the cause of Allah, sincerity. If they had done that, that would have been better for them. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا Had they have done that, had it been that their contentment with Allah and His Messenger, it would have been better. And that is the way to say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is sufficient for us. So you can see that in these ayat, the characters of nifaq are mentioned. And that the characters of iman are mentioned. True iman, sincere iman, is believe in Allah, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be devoted and willing to sacrifice for the cause of Allah. And the nifaq is claiming to be Muslim but actually not Muslim. And being frightened when the challenges come, not coming out firmly standing for the right, for the cause, and supporting Allah and His Messenger, and willing to spend for the cause of Allah. So these are the characters. So both characters are mentioned in this 17 ayat, one after another. And all this purpose is to create a community of sincere people, true people, righteous people. That is what Islam stands for. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us that we follow these principles and these values and keep us away from the way of nifaq and hypocrisy. Take some questions, inshallah.
These revelations came after the...
Yeah, this surah was revealed immediately after that.
After the...
Yeah. The new start video.
Yes.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So alhamdulillah. Dr. Saab, this is very, very powerful verses regarding the hypocrisy and the characteristic and all that. So therefore, as the community at large, where we see a lot of weaknesses in Muslim practices, so are we supposed to use this kind of language and start labeling each other as hypocrite because they are not coming to prayer or they're lazy in the prayer? What is the best way to advise this kind of important verses when it comes to?
I mean, the verses are clear, and we should tell that this is what Allah says, but we should not name people. We should not point out so-and-so is this and so-and-so is that, but rather we all check ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us sincere. The Sahaba, they used to ask, do you think I'm munafiq? Do you think my name was mentioned among the munafiqeen? That is the Sahaba, they used to ask. Huzayfa ibn Yaman, it's mentioned that he was the one who the Prophet ﷺ mentioned to him, but he was, of course, it was confidential. He was not supposed to tell other people. And some of the Sahaba used to him, ask him, is my name mentioned among the munafiqeen? That means, am I munafiq? Yes, no, you are not. I mean, they would not mention that. They say that, keep on working on the right thing, inshallah. So this is all for, not for others, it's for ourselves. We have to check ourselves. How sincere I am. What is my behavior? How am I in my life? For this reason. But we have to explain. Yes, these are things have to be explained. But we don't, we are not the judges. We are not, one of the scholars used to say, we are du'at la qudat. Du'atun la qudat. Du'atun means da'i, the plural is du'at. We are people who may give the message. We call people, but we are not judges to judge people. It's not in our hand to make judgments against other people. So let's avoid that judgmental kind of statements and categorizing people and telling them this is munafiq, this is not munafiq. I mean, even the Prophet ﷺ, who knew, he did not say that to the people.
Assalamu
alaikum, Dr. Saab. Ayah 56, walakinnahum qauman yafraqoon. you have translated here, I think it's a fearful. Can we say that they are dividing people, Faraka Yafriko, also they to divide, to create a rift between people due to their behavior or due to their character, something?
Yeah, it could be several meanings, but Faraka is the fear, the scared, they're scared people.
Oh, I see.
This is the scared, maybe fearful is not the right translation. They're scared people.
They're scared people, yeah.
They are themselves scared.
Okay.
It's not scaring others, but they are themselves scared.
They are scared. Oh,
they live in a state of fear.
Oh, I see.
Like in the home, yafraqoon.
Oh, I see. And also,
they are saying that they are part of you in the laminkum.
Yeah.
But actually, they are not part of you. Because they don't have courage. Mu'min has the courage. Mu'min is strong. It's not that they are just frightened. But they are frightened people.
I see. Oh. Thank you. Jazakallah khair.
Because after that said, لَوَ يَجِدُونَ مَلْجَانَ وَغَارَاتِنَ مُتَّخَلًا لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ.
Yeah.
If they find a place of escape.
Escape and any guard. Yeah.
Yeah, and place of, to hide, a refuge. Then they will run towards it. لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ. يَجْمَحُونَ. جِمَاحُ الْفَرَسِ.
I see.
The horse breaks the rope.
Rope, yeah.
And run. They would have done that. Headlong, they would have gone. Barakallahu feekum. So, they did announce that tomorrow is the first of Dhul-Hijjah.
Oh, I see.
The morning, the announcement came from Makkah.
Oh, yes. Came already? Oh, I see. Sure.
Today, Sunday. Sunday evening. There was evening at the time. And they announced that the moon was sighted. So tomorrow is the first day of Dhul-Hijjah. And accordingly, the day of Arafah will be next Tuesday. Hajj will be on Tuesday, which is 27th of June. And the following the day of Hajj is the day of Eid, Yom al-Nahr. And so Eid is, inshallah, on Wednesday, the 28th of Dhul-Hijjah. On the 28th of June.
Inshallah.
These days, starting from tomorrow until the Yom Tashriq, these days are very blessed days. مَا مِنَ الْيَامِنَ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيَنَّ أَفْضَرُ أَوْ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. There are no other days in the air in which the good deeds are as beloved to Allah as in these days. So these are very sacred days, very blessed days. And in these days, it is recommended to fast all these days until the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, until Yom Arafah. And especially the fast of Yom Arafah is highly recommended. That those who fast on the day of Arafah, Allah will forgive them of the mistakes, the shortcomings of the past year and the next year. So double blessings. And also, these are the days that you do more ibadah, tilawatul Quran, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, charity, sadaqat, and qarat, all of these things. The deeds are, good deeds are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and give us the tawfiq and the hidayah that we do good deeds. And those who have gone for Hajj, may Allah bless them with a safe Hajj, inshallah, that they perform their duties with sincerity and devotion. May Allah accept their du'as for themselves as well as for the Ummah, and help the Ummah. And those people who are suffering and in difficulties in any part of the world, may Allah remove their suffering and their pain, because these days bring blessing. And we have to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring blessing to the world, inshallah. وَنَآتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Zoom meeting. Leave, end meeting or leave meeting.